Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. VOA White House bureau chief Steve Herman.
His resignation comes just after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
Also, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. White House press secretary said Mr. Trump is ready for the Russia probe to end.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe after being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could face. Officials in Israel say three Israelis have died, one more wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli police barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. This is VOA News. Both U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen say there is no proof Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks from Russia, Syria, Iran, and even from a human rights organization that Baghdadi was killed in Iraq or Syria. Some analysts have also suggested IS leaders have tried to signal to their supporters that Baghdadi is still in charge. The U.S. will prohibit American citizens from traveling to North Korea due to mounting concerns over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. This follows a travel warning on May 9th that alerted all Americans not to travel to North Korea. The decision came after the death of U.S. student Otto Warmbier, who died after falling into a coma in a North Korean prison. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country is fully allied with Japan in an effort to rein in North Korea's nuclear agenda and missile testing.
I want to stress that Britain stands shoulder to shoulder alongside Japan in our steadfast determination to stop North Korea's persistent violations of United Nations resolutions.
Johnson met with his Japanese counterpart Fumio Kishida in Tokyo. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has lashed out against factions in his political party angling to take over from him, saying they have no backing. We have the story now from Sebastian Mofu.
This was the first time Mugabe spoke in public since returning from Singapore, where he had gone earlier this month to seek medical treatment, the third time this year. Mugabe did not mention his health in his speech. Instead, he attacked the opposition, accusing it of having nothing to offer Zimbabweans, and he vowed he would win next year's election because of that. Then he turned to his ZANU-PF party.
I want to say to those of us who are leaders, look at what the youths are able to do.
Mugabe, who has led Zimbabwe since 1980, when the country gained its independence from Britain, will be 94 next year when he wants to run again for president. Sebastian Mofu, Harare.
Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress appointed a new slate of judges to the Supreme Court, a move that was immediately voided by the High Court in the latest political turmoil to grip that country. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here. Welcome to a birthday party here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the 63rd birthday on the 22nd of July of one of the major guitarists in modern jazz and one of the most versatile too, the great Al Di Meola. We'll talk to him and hear his great music. If you've been listening to Jazz America over the years, then you know how much I enjoy celebrating birthdays of jazz greats here on the program. It's a great way to focus on their time in history, their current age, if they're still living, and just give us a point of reference where they're from and what they've experienced. Well, in the case of Al Di Meola, he's from the state of New Jersey and grew up in the New York area, became one of the major artists of the jazz fusion era, becoming a member of Return to Forever when he was only a teenager, and then going on to so much variety in his playing. Everything from continuing his adventures in electric jazz to world jazz with his acoustic work. We'll hear some of his music and talk to him as I caught up with him backstage just a few weeks ago at the famous jazz club in New York on Times Square, Iridium. You know how much I also enjoy going to the venues to talk to the artists as they ply their trade as great jazz musicians. Al Di Meola, celebration of his birthday on Saturday, the 22nd of July. And on the 21st of July in 1921, the late great pianist Billy Taylor was born. Here's some music from Dr. Billy Taylor, recorded 10 years ago in 2007 at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's famous venue, the Manchester Craftsman's Guild, as he was joined by the late great baritone saxophone giant Jerry Mulligan for this live performance. Here's Stompin' at the Savoy to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Such a charming face, and it's all right with me. It's the wrong song and the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile, and it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face. And it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile. And it's all right with me. The wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that some night you're free. Dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
That is Swedish-born vocalist Vivian Buczek, who is of Polish heritage originally, and from her seventh release, Ella Lives. That's her homage to the late, great Ella Fitzgerald, who, as you may know, would have been 100 years old in 2017. That is Vivian's version of the Cole Porter composition that Ella Fitzgerald sang a few times in her wonderful life, It's All Right With Me. Now, I'll be honest with you, I usually don't play many versions of songs made famous by other singers, because I would just as soon play the original. But in this case, if something is really different, the artist really puts their own stamp on it, then I'm happy to play it, as I have, with the unique stamp, maybe because she's Swedish and had all Swedish musicians working with her, Vivian Buczek. That's some new music for you here on VOA's Jazz America, and I've got some acoustic music from the great Al Di Meola, the birthday boy, 63 years old on Saturday, the 22nd of June. Let's go backstage to Iridium in New York City, talk to him, and then hear his music here on VOA's Jazz America. Backstage at Iridium here in New York City, a grand homecoming for the New Jersey boy, Al Di Meola. What a wonderful show, Al.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. As always, last time I saw you, you received the Miles Davis Award at the Montreal Jazz Festival, and now you're receiving the Master of Guitar Award from all of us, and man, what a wonderful show, all acoustic. So
I've been doing combinations of duo, trio, quartet acoustically in Europe for the last, 20, 30 years. So, but this fellow I'm playing with, Peo Alfonsi, has been part of my ensemble on and off in Europe mostly. So as for a change, because we've been doing the electric thing here again, we resurrected that whole thing. But this was a chance in the middle of our recording to just take a little break and do the Iridium just for fun.
The Iridium right on time, right on Times Square. I was just going to say, intimate is the exact word. It was just like sitting in the living room and having Al and his friends.
I wouldn't have done it any other way, other than just a duet. It's more appropriate for this venue,
And
plus we had the music for it,
Right. And here's some music from the man who's known as a fiery electric guitar player with his acoustic guitar in hand as he sounded at Iridium on the night that we had a chance to go and hear him. Here's World Sinfonia live in Seattle and elsewhere in the song entitled Siberiana. Al Di Meola on Jazz America from VOA 1. Even when Al Di Meola plays acoustic, he oftentimes plays with fire, does he not? World Sinfonia, his group, and a wonderful version of the song Siberiana from Al Di Meola. More coming up from Al, the acoustic side, and as a matter of fact, we're going to hear him play the Beatles for us. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received this week, which reads simply as follows. Hello. Listening to the show right now. Greetings from Budapest, Hungary. Eszter Vas. Well, Eszter, thank you so much for your message. And I want to let you know that my family took a trip to your beautiful city, and Budapest is absolutely filled with wonderful architecture, great sights and sounds, and beautiful, marvelous people. So creative. What a wonderful culture and history there. And speaking of culture, certainly part of it is the great music of Hungarian musicians, and among them, another great jazz guitarist from the modern era, just like Al Di Meola, your own Gabor Szabo, who came to the United States after listening to jazz and turning onto it as a teenager to Willis Conover on The Voice of America. He was inspired to become a jazz guitarist, played the Newport Jazz Festival, and began working with Chico Hamilton, then struck out on his own solo career. And from his album Spellbinder, here's a song that may give us an idea of some of the influences in his life, Gypsy Queen. A little bit of gypsy jazz from Gabor Szabo to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. face of modern jazz was written and performed and recorded originally by the Beatles from their album Revolver. If you're old enough to remember that, then you lived in the 1960s probably. And that was from the album The Universe of John Lennon, the music of Canadian-born musician Michael Ochapinti and Yvette Toller on vocals on the song Tomorrow Never Knows. Many people have been inspired to make modern jazz after listening to the Beatles and taking some of their music and turning it into jazz. Well, another of those that's done lots of that over the years is Al Di Meola, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America. Let's return backstage to Iridium in New York City and get some thoughts about that from him here on VOA's Jazz America. One thing you said on stage is most interesting, and I was really drawn to come see this show because it was billed as Lennon and McCartney, the Beatles, and Astor Piazzolla, and more.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a lot of Al D, and it was a lot of John Bolton.
Well, they didn't bill it correctly. It was supposed to be Di Meola, music of Di Meola, Piazzolla, and Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah.
But they left out the Di Meola part.
Well, you did.
I was part of the more.
Well, my question is, you're of a generation where you could say, instead of what you said on stage, if it hadn't been for the Beatles and Astor Piazzolla, I'm not sure what it would be. You could easily have said Elvis Presley and James Brown, but instead, what was it about these people that touched you so deeply?
Man, I mean, you know, going back to the Beatles, you know, which it's all I listen to in the car, you know, Sgt. Pepper and you know, Magical Mystery Tour. It's there's no wonder why I progressed where I've gone, you know. Started with them, you know, and even before I started, you know, Ventures and all of that stuff. And I had a good guitar teacher, you know, jazz instructor, you know. And then when the Beatles collapsed, they went off into different areas. And then I went off into, you know, that whole jazz rock scene, you know. Miles, Bitches Brew, you know, Discovered Chick, you know. And that's where, you know, I expanded beyond the six chords.
Recorded in 1973, originally on the album called Soaring, rediscovered and remastered from those early tapes to the brand new release from Don Ellis, the great trumpeter, and his big band, with musicians from Bulgaria, adding a little bit of world music and Eastern European flavor to the song entitled The Devil Made Me Write This Piece, written by Don Ellis. And by the way, Don Ellis was born in Los Angeles, California, as was this great master of the vibes, Roy Ayers, who, by the way, shares my birthday, the 10th of September. Here's Heirloom from his album, Virgo Vibes. Roy Ayers on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. we call in America the left coast, California, Roy Ayers. And from the other coast, the east coast, Al DiMeola. We'll celebrate him more next hour.